and Robin, as the voters of New Hampshire actually vote today, I'm thinking this could be the last day of the campaign for one or more candidates. We're going to find out tonight and tomorrow.
Well, maybe not, as we're going to hear. Jeremy, when we were in Iowa, you said you wanted more marching bands, so we sort of have one. Hit it.
It's a wide open field on both sides of the aisle, and it's been exciting to watch. I'll be okay when people leave tomorrow, though, and go home.
Including me.
Absolutely.
You gonna say something? I really love the political season. I'm in love with the New Hampshire politics, and I'm in love with the New Hampshire primary. But I sure wish more people would come to the farm.
I really was thinking about you this year. Like, what does Tony think?
For the first time in my life, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Ta-da.
Appropriate okay. To have a marching band on Mardi Gras, too, by the way.
Well, and more appropriate perhaps to have this band, not a marching band, but the Memorial High School Jazz Ensemble in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks very much, you guys, for playing for us. Underscoring, Jeremy, some of the sounds we're hearing. Undecided voters at this late hour. We heard a little of a $15 an hour minimum wage protest. We were at a farm. And, of course, the polling places today. So let's bring in Josh Rogers, senior political reporter at New Hampshire Public Radio. Josh, I'm not sure. We just heard the voters say. What are you hearing at the polls? People still undecided?
I'm hearing a good deal of that, and it's certainly been borne out by some of the polling. Yesterday, CNN and WMUR released a poll of likely Republican primary voters that found more than half of them were undecided or not fully decided. In a typical year, maybe a third of voters would be in that situation. And I was out at some polling places this morning. I talked to a woman who was waiting to get into the polls and said she hadn't made up her mind. She was a Republican. She could vote for Ted Cruz. She could vote for John Kasich. She could vote for Marco Rubio. She was going to get in the voting booth and maybe something would come to her, she said.
Now, is this unusual? We tend to have amnesia about the last primary or the last caucus. Is this unusual?
I think it's more pronounced this year. Some of that may be by dint of the sheer number of candidates that have been in the race. And some of it is kind of seemingly in the air this year. And also we've had kind of unlikely frontrunners in both races here. Donald Trump, certainly no one expected him to be where he is now, although he has led in the polls ever since he got into this race. And Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. People weren't seeing that.
He was behind 50 points. At a certain point.
Yes. And now he's, if you believe the polls, up comfortably, and people are expecting a double-digit victory. We'll see if that happens.
Well, do you believe the polls? As somebody, a longtime watcher, do you believe them?
I think things tend to tighten. I think that I wouldn't underestimate Hillary Clinton's campaign's ability to get their voters out there. It just seems that there are more voters interested in Bernie Sanders at this moment. So we'll see. There's been a lot of playing around with the expectations, but it's hard to know.
Well, you say that. It seems like there are more voters interested in him. The question always was whether he could get them out. And we're reminded you can register day of. Here in New Hampshire, so a lot of the younger people.
And if you're undeclared, which is essentially being independent, you can choose whatever ballot you want. You can vote in the Republican primary. You can vote in the Democratic primary. About 40% of the electorate here falls into the undeclared category. So where those people choose to go, sometimes a certain slug of those people will go where they perceive to be the action to be better. This year they're pulled in both directions. And, as you may have heard, there's some voters out there who are actually torn between voting for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders instead of against the system vote.
But stay with the strong Sanders for a second, because I think it was Charles Blow in the New York Times who wrote, the problem that Hillary Clinton has is that, he was interesting, he was exciting, but now that's hardened into hip. So if you're on a college campus, for instance, it's the hip thing to do. Can she fight that?
Well, I think she's had a hard time doing that. I mean, she certainly made overtures towards young women voters in particular. But, in the closing pitch, you want to go to voters you know are likely to vote. And so she's been trying to sell herself to people who – you know, older voters who might buy into the argument that a pragmatic form of politics is more plausible. And she's also gone after female voters who definitely helped her come from behind against then-Senator Obama 8 years ago.
Voters in New Hampshire are required to bring a photo ID today. That's the first time that's happened in a primary. Controversial law, many Republicans in favor, Democrats opposed, which is reflecting the feelings across the country. Will that have an impact?
We'll see. I mean, I haven't heard anything. I didn't observe anything. And I talked to some moderators who hadn't had any concerns. This same law was in – it's been implemented over a number of years. It's in full effect now. You need to show an ID. If the moderator knows you, they might be able to vouch for you. If you don't have an ID, you need to sign an affidavit. And then a poll worker will take your picture and then you'll receive a certified piece of mail from the Secretary of State's office down the line. If you don't return that, then your name goes to the Attorney General's office.
Well, it doesn't feel as if New Hampshire has as many of the, for instance, inner city issues that you might have in a city like New York or other big cities where many people don't drive. You know, many inner city people don't drive. They wouldn't have licenses. It doesn't feel as if that would be the same issue here.
Well, there's also a provision to get you a state ID if one wanted one. But this has been, you know, as you mentioned, kind of a partisan flashpoint here and elsewhere. And, you know, there's always sort of anecdotal stuff about people coming in from over the border registering and improperly voting.
So the deal with the primary is that it's exciting until it's not. And I feel we've reached that point with many people like, go away. They want us all to go away, except for your four-year-old Gus. We just want to play this. Your four-year-old told you and your wife he desperately, desperately wanted to vote. Josh, he was crying because he can't vote?
Yes. He's passionate about civic life.
Is that in the water here in New Hampshire?
You know, perhaps in our well. I don't know.
A four-year-old desperately wanting to vote and many other people here in New Hampshire desperately wanting us all to leave. Josh Rogers, senior political editor at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.